You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all those issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Election Day. It is that day that we've been like getting just beaten up with, harping on, talking about, pondering over, getting ready for like a year and a half or more. So, yeah, today is Election Day, finally. And, for the better part of a year and a half, we've been inundated with ads regaling us with information, insight, and innuendo about who to vote for. But today it all comes down to you and I just going to the polls and doing that thing that much of the world can't do, just casting our vote for the candidate or cause that we have decided to vote for. Now, President Biden gave a speech the other night. He warned the world that, quote, democracy is on the ballot. He harped that if those mega Republicans got control, that it could somehow end the American way of life. Wow. Some yokel named Andrew Gawthorpe wrote a piece that came out in The Guardian today. It was titled, you ready for this? The future of American democracy is at stake in the midterm elections. I kid you not. In one overreaching paragraph filled with sensationalistic hyperbole, Gawthorpe said, here's the quote, quote, never before in American history has there been an organized movement which was only one vote away from having the motivation and opportunity to make that election America's last. Never, that is, until now. Today's anti-democratic movement is propelled not by a genuine controversy or scandal, but rather by their commitment to ending competitive elections in the United States. What a load of hogwash. What a load of crap. People like Gawthorpe, they're the problem here. I challenge him to ever show me one place he's ever spent time in where democracy was truly considered risky. You see, what Joe Biden and Andrew Gawthorpe and others like them don't seem to get is that what we're seeing today is not the end of democracy. It is democracy. The idea that people with a sovereign right to their notions can have a constitutional right to elect their representative government is in fact the hallmark of democracy. When a voter goes to the polls and casts their vote to either vote someone in or vote someone out, they are, in fact, doing exactly what the Founding Fathers hoped for. And I got to tell you, when I hear rhetoric like that from Gawthorpe and Biden, I have memories that stand out of what it's really like to see democracy at its very formative levels in a manner in which it is absolutely risky. And folks, we are not there. Let me tell you, I've told about it on the show before, but I'm going to tell you again. I have a picture of myself and one of my team sergeants standing outside of Baghdad City Hall. It was a building called the Amanat. It was Baghdad City Hall. We were there in 2004 to safeguard the selection of the first ever freely determined mayor of Baghdad. I had several interactions with Mayor Al-Tamimi after that. I actually didn't like him, but he served, and he wore a bulletproof vest everywhere he went. But I got to tell you, the one that really sticks out, though, taken around that same time, I have a picture that I still carry in my wallet from around that time frame. If you're watching the live stream, I'm just reaching and getting it out of my wallet right now and holding it up to the camera. It doesn't look like much. It's kind of an innocuous-looking tattered photograph that I carry in my wallet. But knowing what it represents makes it one of the most profound photos in my whole life. The picture is just a group of men sitting around a table. And that group is the first ever elected city council for the Rasafa district of Baghdad. It's a group of men who chose to run for office at the real threat of their very lives. In the picture I just showed, third from the right is Sheikh Majid. Second from the right is a man who became my real friend, Dr. Abdul Qadim. Sheikh Majid was assassinated for daring to serve on the council. Dr. Qadim, he survived being shot in the head, but he was never the same after that. But in that photograph, both men were still serving as the chair and vice chair of the council. I will never forget one moment in the council meeting, the same meeting when the picture was taken. The roll was called, and there was one member missing. And through my interpreter, I came to understand that the person who was missing had resigned because his family had been threatened. Well, the room kind of sat quietly for a minute, and then one of the members said, through my interpreter, I heard, I believe that we are allowed to vote for his replacement. Dr. Cottom looked to the back of the room where I was sitting with my commander, Lieutenant Colonel Sexton. He asked him, "Lieutenant Colonel Sexton, what do you think we should do?" And Sexton didn't hesitate. Through his interpreter, he just said, "It's your council." It was amazing to watch. Keep in mind, the entire population of Iraq, including those men, had lived for decades under a tyrant who dictated their every move, and that self-determination in those days could have had you taken away during the night by the secret police. There was no such thing as voting for anything at any level in Saddam's Iraq. But here we were, standing by as a council of men figured out what self-determination and elected governance was supposed to look like. So Dr. Cottom turned back to the council, and he opened the floor for nominations. And at that point, someone made a nomination, and Dr. Cottom called for the vote. You could have heard a pin drop. They voted by a show of hands. I swear some of those men literally were ducking their heads down as they raised their hands up. It was painful for them, and it could have been amusing if it weren't so solemn. And then Dr. Cottom declared the outcome of the vote, and everybody looked up. And I'll never forget, someone started laughing, and somebody else started clapping. And the room broke out into applause and congratulations and backslapping. It was really something special. I'm going to tell you right now, it was something special to see people experience firsthand what an incredible thing it is to cast the very simplest of votes, to make themselves known in the selection of someone who will govern. It was humbling. And I've kept their picture with me ever since. And that picture was a part of my own motivation to even run for office back in 2010. It was the kind of a vote those men did that we take as Americans, we take for granted in the most informal settings of every day. But two of those men, they were attacked for being a part of it. It was grassroots democracy. And when the time came for me to leave Baghdad, I made it a point to go back to that council and tell them all that one day their children would study their names in their history books because they were all heroes. So here's the deal. What those men that I knew bled for in Iraq was the right to do something that we as Americans too often take for granted. And yet for us, it's even enshrined in our Constitution as a right. For people like President Biden and knuckleheads like Gawthorpe to declare with a straight face that the very act of casting a vote is in itself a threat to democracy is not only disingenuous, it is dangerous, it is wrong, it's a lie. Those men in the picture that I carry in my wallet, they knew that maintaining the status quo was not to the benefit of their society, and so they participated in the change, and they became a society that votes. What Biden and Gawthorpe and other fearmongers want us to do here is make no changes, to maintain their version of a status quo, to sit idly by and let them just do what they will. But we will not, because inherently built into democracy is the freedom to push for change. So if you haven't gone yet, go to the polls today and vote like your freaking life depends on it. And remember that some folks around the world still find it amazing to do so. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. True story. I carry that picture in my wallet, holding it up again. I tell that story to kids in high schools all over the place. I've given that same kind of story in speeches I can't tell you how many times. And it actually is. I carry it in my wallet, and it says it on the back, Baghdad 2004, and it lists their names. And I carry that picture. That picture, will, along with prayer and fasting, is what helped me decide to run for office in 2010. No kidding. This is what we're seeing today, by the way, is not the fear of democracy being lost. It is democracy. Period. Go vote. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Got some great text messages. By the way, if you want to call in or text in, we'll take it, 833-687-4448. Boomer, by the way, I'm seeing your new banners on the stream. It looks good, bud.
Hey.
You did that?
I did.
You're like a man of, you're like a Renaissance man. You can do all kinds of stuff. Hey, got some cool texts. I love the fact, so Brian from Huntsville and Leanne from Huntsville both sent a picture in wearing their Right Side Ruffian shirt with the I Voted sticker on it. Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all. I got a text here from Brenda from Rogersville that I'll read real quick, too. Says, my father was a hardcore Democrat. As far as he was concerned, you did not talk about Republican or any other party that was in the 50s or 60s when Democrats believed in hard work to get ahead in life. They were interested in opening jobs and taking care of people. If he was alive today, he would be a Republican. She said, I feel the same about President Kennedy. I feel that today's Republican were Democrats back in the day. I don't know what happened to the Democrat Party, but I do know they are not for the people. They're only for themselves. Great text, Brenda. Appreciate that so much. I got a caller on line one, Boomer. Yeah. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens is on line one. How you doing, Allie?
I am doing well, and I know that you and I have talked often about voting day in Iraq.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you something that I've never told you.
Yeah.
After 9/11, and as you know, I have a family member who was lifelong Democrat and was asked to be the NSA advisor in the first Clinton administration, and thank God turned it down. This family member and the other family member lived in Manhattan and saw the first plane go in on 9/11 and then heard the first one, saw the second one. And so New York City was a crazy place to be. And here is my entry from the you can't make this stuff up department. When I was in Iraq for the first election, the National Guard unit that was there to guard the Iraqis in our area on voting day was known as the Fighting 69th. And they are a famous National Guard unit. And for them, the war began on 9/12. And they had been basically on duty since 9/12 of 2001. And it was now January of 2005. But get this, Colonel. The guy, you know how people get nicknames, and this fellow's nickname was Smitty Jingles. And Smitty Jingles actually, I know, you know what I'm talking about, the names that people pick up, it's like Goose and Maverick in Top Gun, but the Smitty Jingles actually, in a situation like that, as you well know, there's a grid, and people are assigned to patrol and protect certain aspects of the grid. And I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. But that man stood outside of my family's loft, Nancy Loft in Soho, and guarded my family. And when we talked about the address, he knew exactly where it was because he had been assigned to it on the New York City side.
Wow.
And then he came over to Iraq on that day that you and I have discussed so often, where people bought their coffins in order, if they were going to end up in coffins by the day's end, they will have voted. That is one of the many streams and strands that changed me so radically about voting.
Wow. Allie, as always, you put stories in such great perspective. Thank you so much for that.
You are welcome, sir.
All right. Well, I got two other calls I'm going to try and get, but Allie, thanks so much. We love you. We'll see you.
You welcome.
All right, let me line two. Is that Wolverine Dan? Line two, Wolverine Dan, what are you doing?
Well, I'm in my Mustang GT89 5.0 convertible, and it makes me feel freedom. So I'm driving in my freedom machine to vote for my freedom. How about that?
How about that? Loving it. All right.
Now, here we go. Now, this is very carefully, people out there. This is the blue-collar take, okay? And it's all about the election. Listen, if you like the way things are going, if you like spending more for everything, gas, food, you name it, groceries, not to mention restaurants you pay more because they've got to charge more. Do you like the fact that your 401ks are in the crapper? Well, you know what? Pull the D lever, man. Pull it, okay? But if you want freedom and a chance I'm saying a chance because Republicans, if they win, they got to come across with the goods. All right. It just it happens with the election. And then after that, it's up to them. They're working for us. We voted them in. So you got to hold your feet to the fire there, guy. So the bottom line is this. If you want freedom and you don't like what's going on, listen, I don't like what's going on. And you know what? I'm going to vote for whoever's going to give me what I want, which is freedom, security, finances, and to be able to pay less for groceries and gas. You know where I'm going with this.
I do.
And that's what you all need to do.
All right, brother. Hey, we're headed to a break. Wolverine Dan, as always, thank you, brother. Appreciate you very much. All right, man, I'm telling you, there's a fever pitch today, Boomer. You had somebody else on the line that we couldn't get to. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.